You know, I love ministering in prisons, mostly because those are where people are at their lowest. You got murderers, rapists, gang members, drug dealers, and they're lost, and many people have forgotten about them. I love going there and loving on them, encouraging them, and sharing the love of Christ with them. But when you go into a prison, you need to know you're going into a very nasty place, a place where men and women are living in cages like animals, doing some horrible things to each other. And so it's a very difficult place to be at times. Probably the worst prison I've ever been to was La Mesa Prison in Tijuana. And it was a big prison where some inmates had, if they had money, they can build their own apartment in the prison. But the poor inmates lived in a back part of the prison. And it was concrete floors, cinder block walls, bars, no plumbing, and it smelled really bad. And the reason it smelled really bad is because each cell had its own toilet, and the toilet was just a hole in the ground. There wasn't any plumbing in it. And so the whole place smelled like feces and just nastiness. Jesus says something very interesting about man. He says the nastiest thing to come out of a man doesn't come out of his body, but it comes out of his heart. I want to read something to you from the book of Mark, chapter 7. It says, "Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile a man, because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all foods?" And then he said, "What comes out of a man, that defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, perceive the most evil, wicked, nastiest things." Evil thoughts. Thinking evil thoughts about people, circumstances, and things. Adulteries. Men and women forsaking the commitment they've made to their spouse. Fornication. All the sexual immorality that goes on in the lives of people. Murders. People actually taking the life of another person. Actually starts within the heart of a person. Thefts. Taking things that don't belong to you. Covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, evil eye, blasphemy, cursing God. People can actually say in one breath they love a God they can't see. And in the same breath they're cursing man. And in the next breath they're cursing God. That's an evil, confused, wicked heart. Pride, thinking more highly of yourself than you ought to. Foolishness, we all know fools. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. If I've heard it once, I've heard it a million times. People say, "Well, God knows my heart." Well, unfortunately, God knows exactly what I just described. And God knowing our heart is the very problem that we have. You know, all behavior, everything we do and think is motivated by our heart. And the fact that God knows our heart and that's what we want to do is big trouble for us. The witch thought if she can get Snow White's heart, if she can take it out of her body, she would have eternal life and immortality. Let me tell you something. Snow White's heart was not what she needed. She needed something so much bigger. It's the same thing you need. It's the same thing I need. If you ever want to know the root of why people cut other people down, read the story in Genesis chapter 4 of the first murder. It's the two sons of Adam and Eve. Their names are Cain and Abel. And in the story, God asked both of them to bring him a sacrifice. And it says in verse 3, "In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord." So he was growing crops and he brought that to the Lord. And then it says, "Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and their fat. The Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering." So you have one son, Abel, whose offering was accepted by God. And he was accepted by God because of his offering. And then you have Cain, whose offering was rejected. And now you've got a problem. When your offering's rejected, now you have issue with God and God has issue with you. And it says here, he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain became very angry and his countenance fell. Now understand, this is the beginning right here of dissension between two people. If you have dissension with somebody, you see someone attacking another person, it all starts right here, right here. Let me keep reading. It says, "So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry?" Basically, why are you tripping? "And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted?" In other words, if you do what I ask you to do, I'm going to accept you. You know, if you do what God asks you to do, he will accept you. And then it says, if you do not do well, sin lies at the door and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. So Cain had a decision. Is he going to do what God asked him to do so him and God can have a relationship? Or is he going to do what he wants to do? It's all about relationship. The reason Cain was angry, the reason Cain had a problem is not because of necessarily his heart. It's because his relationship with God was broken. You can have a heart, a good heart, but you still got to have a relationship with God. And it says he talked with his brother Abel, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother and killed his brother. Here is the most amazing thing, is that Cain went against his brother not because of anything his brother had done. Cain went against his brother not because his brothers had a better offering or his brother was a better singer or whatever. It's because Cain had an issue with God. People have issue with people because people have issue with God. If your relationship with God is strong, you're going to have so much more love than you need. You're going to be able to love anybody. And the people who are cutting down other people, it's because they have an issue with God. And I want to challenge you that if you may have an issue with somebody, you may be trying to cut somebody down thinking, I'm going to feel better about myself if I cut somebody else down. That's never going to happen. Your heart will never be satisfied. The only way your heart is going to be fulfilled is that if you get a new heart from the Lord and you maintain and feed that heart with the love of God through a relationship with God. But as long as your relationship with God is broken, your relationship with man is going to be broken. As long as you have a need here, you're always going to have a need here, and you're always going to be tearing people down left and right, and this heart and this emptiness will never be full. I want to encourage you not to allow your heart to deceive you. A lot of times we trust in our heart and we let our heart lead us. But remember, our heart is wicked. Jeremiah 17:9 says, our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? In other words, your heart is going to tell you to do things to satisfy it, but those things are going to be destructive. It's going to tell you to lie. It's going to tell you to cheat. It's going to tell you to steal. All the things we read about earlier today. But the Bible says that God wants to take out our heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. A heart of stone is a heart that wants to do what it wants to do. A heart of stone is a heart that wants to please self. God wants to take that heart out and give us a heart of flesh, one that beats for Him. And that comes when we acknowledge that we have a sinful heart, that we acknowledge that our heart is deceptive, and we surrender to Jesus Christ. Let Him cleanse us of our sinful nature and give us a new heart, one that beats after His word. In a minute, you're going to have an opportunity to do two things. One, get a new heart. I know the witch wanted to get the Snow White's heart, but it wasn't Snow White's heart that she needed. She needed a heart of God. And once you get that heart of God, now you have to trust and depend on God in the context of a relationship. You cannot break that relationship by turning and doing what you wanted, like Cain. So you got to do two things. You have to give your heart to God, receive from Him His heart, but then you have to trust Him and rely on Him all day, every day. Only when you do that will you experience true happiness. Only when you do that will you understand how to love. Only when you do that will you live a meaningful life. So when you die, you can actually say, I lived a good life. It's when you have God's heart and you are trusting in God in the context of a relationship. So we're going to pray, and I want to challenge you in those two things. Because if God's heart is not beating in your chest, you can tear all the people down in your world, and you will still be empty because your deceitful heart will continue to lie to you day in and day out. It will continue to leave you empty. But first you have to get God's heart, and then you have to trust in God day in and day out to beat that heart for His word and for His purpose. So I'm just going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And I want you to pray with me when the time is right. Lord Jesus, we thank You for today. We thank You for the opportunity to establish, reestablish, and strengthen our relationship with You. We thank You for the opportunity to have a new heart. And we thank You for the opportunity to walk with You with that new heart, that You would guide and direct us in all our ways. And I pray, as people consider making this decision to receive from You a new heart, I pray as people consider making this decision to be led by you in the context of relationship. That they would think about the life they want to have, not the life their heart is deceiving them to have, but the life that you promised them to have, an abundant life, a spiritually fulfilling life. So if you would like Christ to give you a new heart, if you would like to be led by God throughout your life, I want you to pray this prayer with me. In the privacy of your heart, pray, "Dear God, I want to live for you. I don't want to be consumed with tearing people down. I want to have a heart that builds people up. I want to have your heart. I want to walk with you. I want to have a relationship with you. So Jesus, please forgive me of my sin. Please come live in my heart. Give me the heart of God. Walk with me every day. Guide me every day. I surrender my life to the Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in your name I pray. Amen." If you prayed that prayer, in a minute I'm going to ask you to stand up. And by standing, you are making a public testimony that you are giving your life to the Lord. You are making a public testimony that you are saying, "Lord, lead me by the hand and guide my life." So right now, eyes closed, heads bowed, wherever you are, in Point Loma, in North County, online, wherever you are, I want you to stand to your feet and acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want you to acknowledge that you have received a new heart from God and that you want to walk with God. Stand to your feet right now and confess and give testimony to your new life.